Wasn't it awful last week? What can best be described as an attack on Gatwick Airport with that drone. So much suffering and heartache brought into people's lives for no good reason. There were hundreds of thousands of journeys thwarted and endless tragic tales. Someone I heard failing to get to her husband's funeral, someone else with a cancer, unable to join his family for a last Christmas together, and so on and so on. We should keep them all in our prayers, because so many journeys are really, really important. Not all journeys are trivial. And we're all prepared to travel, aren't we? If there is a sufficient reason. Maybe you're here today because you've traveled to be with friends or family for this special occasion, or maybe you've got journeys planned for later on. I shall be travelling as far as Croydon, that dream destination that so many people yearn for. But actually next Sunday evening, as many of you already know, I am undertaking a much bigger journey, all the way to Australia, in fact. Madness. That's what I said to the friend who's taking me there. But that's where my sister lives, so that's how far I will go, was the reply. And that's it really, isn't it? If you do love your sister, you will go as far as you have to go. Journeys, eh? Journeys are important. There's a lot about journeying in the Christmas story. The way St. Luke tells the story, Joseph, who's actually from Bethlehem, journeys with Mary all the way from Nazareth back up to Bethlehem. But actually, although that's the journey we think of as the Christmas story, that's an important thing, it's not actually. It's not really important at all. It's actually quite irrelevant. And it can be a distraction, because the really important journey is the one that Jesus makes. Think of his journey from way beyond the universe, from the very Godhead to the womb of Mary, and from there to a little town in Bethlehem. Now that's a journey. That's a journey of immense significance. There's a journey I make every few years, and it's to Ghana in West Africa, to a mission project for leprosy survivors. I first went there to see a friend called Mark Manty, who grew up there, but who came to England and undertook a training course that I used to run. He said that I should come and see the work that he did, and so I went. Well, wherever I went with him, Sister Pat and Sister Monica, who were my hosts while I was there, would say, "This is Father Doug, Mark's friend, who's come from England to visit Mark." And everyone thereabouts would, you know, respond, "Congratulations, Mark." I was the one who was doing the journey. Congratulations, Mark. Because it wasn't about me, even though I was the one who made the journey. The point is, my journey was valued because of its significance to him. It was very important for him, a measure of his esteem. Indeed, Dr. Mark Manty is now the director of the project, which is called the Padre Pio Mission Project. But likewise, the journey of Jesus to the place we reserve for him in our beautiful crib, that journey gives enormous significance to everyone who he visits, to every one of us, because he would make that journey for any one of us. Even if there were only one of us, he would make that journey, and it would say a great deal about us. That's how much God loves us. That's how much he values us and cherishes us. And his journey was a lot further than Australia, I have to say. But that's what Christmas means. That each and every one of you is worth that much to God. And you should rightly be very happy about that, today especially. And the visits that you make at Christmas, or which others make to you, may be tiny in comparison, but they are nevertheless very, very important. Anything you do for others at this time, a journey, a phone call, a card, whatever, anything, can be a way of telling them that they are special to God. He's come all the way to us, and we must ensure that through us, he reaches others too. And it tells us too, that since he's become fully human, that full humanity was the destination of his journey. Then all humanity, indeed all creation, is special and is graced by this most royal of visits. All the experiences and all the feelings we ever have are blessed by his visiting them too. He experienced hunger and thirst and frustration and disappointment. He had fears. He felt loneliness. He had headaches. He got sore knees when he fell over. He knew what it was like to be loved. He knew what it was like to be cherished, to have fun, to learn a trade, to study, to have friends, to enjoy a meal, and simply to relish being alive. He grew up to know humanity because he grew up fully, truly human, while being truly, fully God. And that's how close we can now be to God. It means I can encounter him, I can meet him, and I can know him through my experience of being me. He knows and understands me completely from the inside out. His whole life as a human gives enormous dignity to my life as a human. He and I are connected, and he draws me along the path that his life took towards his final, final destination, which is eternal life with the Father. So, the Christmas story is, of course, about Jesus. But it tells us as much about ourselves as it tells us about him. And that's why the Virgin Mary gave birth to a son, and they named him Jesus.